I'm sure he's very wealthy, but nowhere near Mark Cuban. Yeah. And then he's just, you know, he's just going to be, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So he's a dick to him.
He's a dick.
He just seems like a dick, but a very successful dick.
Yeah.
You know, my wine club, the knot.com or whatever. He's got like all, you know, he's, all of his businesses are tied into weddings somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's making a fucking fortune off of it.
Weddings are good business. So is that how it works in billionaire circles? If I walk in and I'm worth $11 billion and someone else is worth $15 billion, I have to kiss up to him?
Bro, that's how it works in every circle.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
I got some kissing up to do.
If that, no, sure. I mean, if that's the way you think.
Gotcha. Right, right.
If that's how you judge people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't judge you that way.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Although I tried to look up your net worth, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's not on there.
I was a little disappointed.
Uh-huh.
I yeah. made up a fake one for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Real nice picture of you and Hank, yeah. holding Hank.
Uh-huh.
I photoshopped an Olympic gold medal around yes. your neck, uh-huh. stuff like that.
Would medium have, four figures.
Would yes. I have this? Would I have this fancy dog if I weren't wealthy?
David Hochberg, 312-751. If you need to get a loan, because who would buy a house for cash?
Yeah,
we saw the Cutler house for sale yesterday down in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they're selling their house to get away from Billy Deck.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. I think they want to be closer because it's the barbecues are, you know, you want to be able to walk to those.
I know. I think so they want to, I think they want to get away from you.
I don't know. Huh? You might be reading too much into that. I think they really
want
fun. No,
I think they want to get away from you. I want to get away from you, and I'm only following you on Instagram.
Never lets you down, does
he? No, he just does not, man. He just can't stop aping for the camera.
God.
You got, how about you see the backstage one at before Nashville Today, the Sunday morning edition of Nashville Today?
I'm sure I did.
What's he doing?
Well, let me grab it. Let me grab it. It's just always something, man. And none of it. I mean, I get it. I mean, we do social media too, but at least we're trying to promote a show that we've created something.
Mm-hmm.
Did he create a restaurant? I guess he did. I don't know. All right, where the fuck is I cannot.
If you click on his story, if you click on his face up there, right next to his name.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Ooh, mixing it up, Pilates. He's doing some Pilates today.
Uh-huh.
So I only see.
All right, cold and snowy from New York. I'm about to walk into.
That's 13 weeks ago. There was one where he was backstage at the Nashville Today show.
Mm-hmm.
His wardrobe.
Oh.
Looking at his wardrobe, and his assistant had just come to town. So how do you find that?
That might have been a story that got erased.
After 24 hours, it's gone.
Can you save those?
There's probably a way. I've never
done it. So I'm going to have to go back to sending you everything, dog. You're missing out.
I know.
I mean, it was. And he's got some sort of a selfie stick or something that he's using on a gimbal. So he's like steady-camming himself as he's walking into his dressing room. And then he was doing some sort of thing to get himself ready. And that was what was funny. It was some kind of a weird chant or something.
Oh, like a psych you up type of.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And then the show seems really lame. It's just, it's like a local Nashville morning show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You can't spell Sunday without Sunday.
They have a lot of, they seem to have a lot of musicians on, which blew him away, man.
Wow.
Turns out there are a ton of musicians down here.
What a great town for music.
They've got to promote that more.
Oh, really?
People need to help them with that.
People need to know about this.
All right. So the Cutler residence, $7.9 million. It's a mere 19,983 square feet. And it looks like the hotel that you would stay at when you went to Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. It's cozy. Yeah.
The five-star hotel.
Yeah.
Like the Hermitage or whatever. or the Hermitage or whatever they call it.
Sometimes I feel like Jay's hiding in a different room.
Yeah, well, there are seven bedrooms, seven bathrooms.
Jay!
But you could like have a Monday bathroom, bathroom, a Tuesday bathroom.
Sure.
You seen that commercial for Rauner? Where they got the people taking the toilets out of Pritzker's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the porcelain prince.
The porcelain prince. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. It is a good one, because I think he really did do that, so he wouldn't have to pay property taxes because it was uninhabitable.
Uh-huh. Right.
But you know, you could still go down the hole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That thing still works.
If I'm the county tax assessor, I'm like, squat over the hole.
Get a funnel if you have bad aim.
Yeah. You guys still got, there's still a pipe right there. Yeah. It goes right into the sewer.
Right.
Denied. Come on. He's got so much money.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. You have so that much money.
That you didn't do anything to get.
Yeah, your grandfather or your great-grandfather, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think grandfather started up the Hyatt Hotel chain. You guys are all just sitting around.
Yep.
Right.
Too much money, really. Turn you into kind of dipshits, and then you buy a mansion next to your mansion, but you don't want to pay any more property taxes. Which I mean, I understand. No one likes to pay taxes,
mm-hmm. but
why did you buy the other mansion?
Yeah, one mansion should be enough.
Well, I mean, is it going to knock it down and make it
a super mansion or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know, but mm-hmm. You're going to flip it? I mean, what's you're going to need toilets for that, man.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a flip it and fuck it or whatever it's called where they didn't have
toilets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Sometimes they have weird colored toilets. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, a pink toilet. And then the person has to go, it's pretty easy to get a white toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, but no, all people can sit on it. No, like a white colored. Oh, okay.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, porcelain prince though. Everyone's taking a page out of Trump's book. Mm-hmm. Like
you nickname come up it.
With the
Swamp Brothers. Mm-hmm. Like it works. It's mm-hmm. just crazy, crazy how well it works. Because when I see him now, I think porcelain prince.
Yeah, Jamie it worked Pritzker. Well for me in tenth when I was 10.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna say 10th grade, but by 10th grade I was sort of out of it. But yeah. We're great in grade school. Name mm-hmm. calling.
Yeah, I know. It seems juvenile, but. But it works.
Seems to work. Yeah.
Has he come back at Rauner with one? Or
I saw one actually watching The Bachelor last night. There was some commercial.
We didn't watch it last night. We had a medical emergency.
I watched it for nothing. Damn.
No, well, I'll watch it tonight. Janet had to go babysit at Mike's house because there was Emmett had to go to the ER for something.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Everything cool?
Yeah.
All right, good.
He had just a lower body injury.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But it was penis involved, so.
Oh, that's scary.
As a dad and as a grandfather,
you immediately.
You're like, well, who's in charge of the procedure?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You don't want the kid to lose his willy.
Yeah.
Or any function of his willy.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
And
wasn't that serious.
Yeah.
Scary, though. Fuck.
As a guy who's recently been tagged in the balls by a softball, you can understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's fine now.
So. That's good.
Whew. But the problem was it hurt. It was sore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little kid, and so it's hard to get him to hold still when you're trying to grab his sore little wiener.
Yeah.
So I believe they had to kind of give him something to put him out.
Uh-huh.
Which is way better than what they did to Henry the day that he... We brought him back. He stayed overnight with us. We went to Build-A-Bear, which I hated. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest ripoff in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the biggest, but certainly I felt ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
But Henry loves the bear, as Janet points out. Then we took Henry home, and then he started running up the stairs, and he slipped, and he hit his eye, like the top of his eye, whatever.
Your brow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's a bleeding area there, right there. You're a bleeder right then.
Yeah.
And so we took him to get stitched up, and they got to get the Novocaine.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.